of the Six, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Tonight is Sunday, February 24th, 2008. I guess that's the Roman calendar. And that's Eastern Standard Time. We're coming to you live, and we have a jam-packed program. I don't know how we're going to cover all the material, folks, but I think you're going to find tonight's discussions and topics and revelations to be of keen interest to you. Folks, it's really my pleasure to report that the tax remedies, which we've integrated into the Stage 1 and Stage 2 BIC processes, are working, and they're working on many levels. We're seeing refunds starting to come in, the shortest one in as little as 2 months. And I'm hearing more and more reports of public officials stepping down upon seizure of their bonds. We see accounts being settled virtually every day, liens being released, property taxes are being paid, criminal cases are disappearing. Some of those I reported to you a week or two ago as they actually occurred. And the breadth of commercial remedies that we're developing and implementing is apparently boundless. It's really one thing to declare one's sovereignty, as people do by email to me day in and day out, probably 50 times a day. But we will not see the commercial society that we live in disappear in our lifetime. And from what I can tell, most of you are not prepared by knowledge or temperament to return to the farm and live like our Amish friends. Does that sound correct? I'm sure a few of you are, but most of you probably are not. And we don't have to. Not if we use the BIC process creatively, the way we've been reviewing the last couple of weeks and we'll review tonight as well. We can employ public servants to follow our directions, and we can reap the harvest of our expenses. And we can even force compliance and a deference to our sovereignty by corporate fictions that would otherwise impair our sovereignty and our freedom. Fictions such as Walmart and GMAC and Wells Fargo and all the other fiction institutions. Let me read you from a paragraph. This is from a letter that I'm composing. I started a day or two ago, which is part of a comprehensive process to enforce the tax remedies through the tax advocate and the local congressman in the event the refund does not come through. We would begin on the telephone with IRS or the state tax agency, and then we might move on to this process that we're developing. Well, this is a paragraph from that process. I caution you, do not take this paragraph and stick it into a letter. It could be dangerous. Congressman, I understand the temptation to toss this presentment to senior staff with instructions to deal with this nut or to ply your influence with the fictional agencies. So permit me to caution that any unverified third-party response will be certified as a conversion of liability to you and the offenders for immediate collection. I'm not a politician. I actually mean what I say. Unlike the ethics committees, I only provide my public servants one opportunity for salvation, and then it's, let me introduce you to Spiro Agnew. Folks, we'll be back in 2 minutes with the rest of this paragraph.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, my friend. As I was saying before the break, this process is an administrative remedy that we are concocting to join a congressman or a tax advocate or any other U.S. agent to our refund if it is not forthcoming. See, BIC commercial remedies are extremely clever and versatile. We don't have to wait for an offer from them. We can create a situation in which payment and indemnification is tendered in advance and then hold their bond to their obligation to perform. So we're telling this congressman, here's the process, here's how you were joined, and then we have a paragraph that says, "Congressman, I'm not a politician. I actually mean what I say." When was the last time someone spoke to a congressman like that? Only a creditor talks to a congressman like that. "Unlike the ethics committees, I only provide my public servants one opportunity for salvation, and then it's, let me introduce you to Spiro Agnew." I dare say your local congressman has never quite been spoken to in that tone. Spiro Agnew, of course, was the vice president who resigned under a cloud of quote-unquote tax fraud. "So I genuinely hope you address this matter by deadline so I do not have to add you to the list of public policy casualties. These are, after all, your rules. Look at it this way. This is your opportunity to really make a difference to your, quote, constituency, unquote. In my book, that's a pretty good day. Folks, as the program unfolds tonight, we're going to explore how we would take the BIC process and apply it to all sorts of situations involving corporations, sub-corporations of the United States, agents of the United States, to get them to do our bidding or face the seizure of their bond, the loss of their insurability, the inability for them to be employed in the public venue. In fact, we're offering the congressman an opportunity to pay for the refund out of his own personal funds, since the taxpayer is more than willing to accept payment regardless of source. Now, how's that for shoving their own words of art down their public policy throats? Again, let me just suggest you probably should not be drafting a letter based upon this one paragraph unless you wish to find yourself in trouble. These are things that we're fleshing out very carefully, and we plan to bring forth in one fashion or another over the next 3 months. So, folks, later on in the program, we'll be interviewing Keith Livingway, who you may remember was on the program last week. And, Keith is the founder of the Stewards for the Trustee seminar series, the Stewards for the Trustee technology, you might call it, in Shelbyville, California. He's holding a seminar down there on March 8th and 9th, and you can find out more information at sovereignwithoutsubjects.com. We'll be talking with Keith later and answering more of the questions that you sent me regarding that interview. Also, we'll be discovering later on in the program just how easy it is to bring a giant wealth transfer monstrosity like Walmart, or like a congressman, or the fiction county of Los Angeles to its knees, either to comply with our instructions or get out of the way. The identity of the fiction doesn't matter when they're facing a competent, qualified law merchant operating in commerce, because in commerce, my friends, we are kings. And when you forget that, when you succumb to fear, then you have lost your ability to function within this society as a secured party, a sovereign man, a man upon the land, a king of your own domain. Let me ask you this. Who's your worst enemy? Who is your biggest victimizer? Might I suggest that it's you, that we are our own worst victimizers? The only thing that's holding you back is you. Your doubts, your fear, your lack of patience, the very traits that make men great, men like Mandela and King and Gandhi and the apostles, all of them share those traits. The Lord will deliver, and usually he'll deliver to those who are the most skeptical. Someone pointed that out to me today, but it's very true. For instance, in the case of those tax refunds, the early refunds have come to those who were the most skeptical. Doesn't Scripture say, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed, I think is the way it goes, who have not seen and yet have believed? It's a very powerful statement. I received an email from a friend's wife who recently elected to report to prison. It was a decision that I certainly didn't support, but he did elect to report to prison, and his wife sent me an email saying, remove me from your email list. And clearly it was terse, and she's unhappy, and I don't blame her. I'm not walking in her shoes, and I certainly would not judge her justification for feeling as she does. Let me tell you the story of this fellow. He chose to use the constitutional approach. And what I said at the Rockland Seminar, which is One of the CDs that we offer, which was a course in merging constitutional method and commercial method, was that the method doesn't matter. The remedy lies within the man. We all know there's no constitution in effect. Most of the listeners to this program understand, A, that it was suspended in 1861, and B, who cares, because where was the authorization for the Continental Congress to write such a document anyway? But none of that matters. It's what's in your heart as a living man that matters when you're face-to-face with the devil. So at the arraignment, on a Friday, it's about 4:30, and this fellow was holding his own, and he was sitting in the holding area in the back, and the assistant, I believe it was the assistant state attorney general, the assistant U.S. attorney, says to him, look, it's 4:30, I know you don't want to spend a weekend in prison, why don't you just sign this so we can all go home? Of course, you know what she was asking him to sign, right? An appearance bond. Without the appearance bond, they can't function. They need your consent. So my friend signed it. And when we spoke about it, I told him what I would have done. I would have asked for a pen, then I would have turned it over and written a surety bond on the back, and I would have handed it to her and said, look, I understand what it's like to be a U.S. attorney at 4:45 on a Friday night facing the awful decision of staying here all night and maybe this whole weekend with the prospect of having to put a living man outside your jurisdiction in prison and risk that he will remove you from office for perjury of oath and within 21 days seize all of your property. So why don't you take my bond to the judge, have him sign it, and we can all go home, and I won't enforce my contract with the straw party against you folks. And that would have been the end of that hearing. It doesn't matter what's in their head. It only matters what's in your heart. I told this fellow he could make up for this. He could go into the next hearing after the arraignment. He could appear. They've already entered in the not guilty plea. He could rescind that document, give them a notice of rescission within 24 hours, and then walk in with two documents in his hand, one in either hand. And the very first time the judge opened his mouth to him and treated him like the defendant, all he had to do was stand up and say, excuse me, sir, are you requiring me to confess to being a United States person against my will? Now, the judge might answer, might not answer, but the opportunity would present itself to expand and say, for and on the record, are you enticing me into slavery by ordering me to present myself as a United States person falsely against my will in contravention of the Hague Convention of 1961, and he holds up his right hand with his declaration of political status, and in violation of the great seal of the President of the United States, and he holds up his left hand, and then he turns to the court and rattles them both and slowly rotates to the entire crowd, the prosecutor and the judge. Now, what do you think would have happened? You think the judge would have threatened contempt under that circumstance when his own oath and bond was on the line? Because there may not be a constitution, but he has to give lip service to it under that circumstance. That judge would have stood up and left the room so fast it would have made your head spin. It is not the technology, my friends. It is the fear in your heart. And until you overcome that and overcome your laziness, you will not succeed. Anyway, so far, I'm happy to report that so far, not one attorney has responded to the contract dispute settlement package. That's the package that I put together a couple of months ago and donated to a charity, which is designed for mono-a-mono one-on-one contract disputes. Basically, we give them too much of public policy. We make payment, and we hold them liable for the refund. When we come back after the break, I'll tell you a little bit about how the attorneys are responding and how the stranglehold of attorneys on living men is irretrievably broken across this country. We'll be back in 3 minutes, my friends. Don't you dare go away.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyites' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, friends. Before we continue, just a couple of quick announcements. If you need a BIC commercially competent notary, I suggest you send an email to notarydepot, D-E-P-O-T, at hush.com. Don't wait. Those guys are jammed. I'm swamped. Everyone's swamped. By the way, I will probably have an announcement in a week or so about a substantial seminar. There is just way too much traffic and not nearly enough people to handle the problems that you're bringing forth, folks. We need more trained people, and frankly, I cannot keep up with the demand. Also, if you need seals, sovereign seals, other kinds of seals, great seals for yourself, I suggest you send an email to Daniel at TrustCore, T-R-U-S-T-C-O-R-E, at gmail.com, or you can contact him at 408-741-5500. Daniel's a very nice fellow, very competent, and his seals are just beautiful, highly definitive, and they imprint beautifully through foil as well. If you need a competent mentor, I suggest you might want to contact BIC Study Club at msn.com. Look, if they need to charge you for your situation, if there's $1,000 or $1,500 fee or something, please don't come back and bawl me out. Those folks will move mountains on your behalf. You have no idea at the level of a bargain you're actually getting. Just what would you charge to put your life and health at risk and devote yourself for years on behalf of people. They have no affiliation with me. There's no money paid to me. People are entitled to honest pay for an honest day's work, and they are grossly underpaid, as are some of the other mentors, albeit there are some who are out there charging $3,500 for a one-page indemnity bond, and you should avoid them like the plague. We're seeking to have patriots, out of the kindness of their hearts, make contributions, if at all possible, folks, to the Tim Turner Medical Fund. That can be made at Billy Ray Hall, 1613 Wicksburg Road, Wicksburg Road, Newton, Newton, Alabama, 36352, or you can email Sam Davis at BLDRMTN, Boulder Mountain, at Fiber, F-I-B-E-R, pipe, one word, .net. Tim is ill and really needs our help. And finally, a donation to Cookie Khan, Eddie Weiss Khan, would be very much appreciated. They're living hand to mouth. They've devoted years in defense of his situation. And that should be a money order made out to Cookie, K-O-O-K-I-E Khan, at P.O. Box 969, Tavares, T-A-V-A-R-E-S, Florida, 32778. Oh, and finally, Victoria Joy is having a seminar on March 28th through April 2nd. That's in Los Angeles, California. That's barring no earthquakes, and California is still part of the nation. And that's two seminars, actually, a basic honor-dishonor workshop and the UCC Baylor Bailey seminar. All those people who send me emails saying, Sam, can you help me do my UCC 1 process? And I tell them, no, I can't. I've got no time for it, and maybe this fella can or can't, but sometimes there's no time. I suggest this is a foundational seminar you will want to attend, and you can find out more information at TAM, that's M as in Mary, P as in Peter, A-U-C-C, at gmail.com. So, folks, that's the list for tonight. Anyway, the contract dispute settlement package is very interesting because a private party makes presentment. Let's say someone's making demands of you and threatening lawsuits and getting real nasty, and they can get real nasty because they think they hold the power. They've got an attorney working for them. Fine. We pay them. We make them an offer. We accept the liability. Just send us the check. Send us the bill or an invoice. Send us a statement of what we owe you. And wait till you see how the attorneys respond to that, because what we're doing, and they know it, is we are accepting the offer. There is no controversy. We are accepting the claim. Now they have to state a claim in order to exhaust the administrative remedy. And we put that right in the title of the letter. And so, in most situations where an attorney is not on board, we are getting responses back from the principal, not from their attorney. They can't find an attorney to get involved. That's how convincing the statements are when we tell them that we'll be happy to mail them a list of former court officers who can no longer practice due to having their bond seized, or other statements that would be appropriate to whatever your level is if you happen to be a user of such technology. The prospective clients are responding on their own. And when the attorneys are responding, they're responding exactly like you would expect. Complete confusion. My goodness, no one's ever offered to pay. What the hell do we do now? The minute that happens, my friends, they are in our domain. Goodbye, equity. Hello, commerce. And we can deal with those interlopers as easily as Neo when he held out his hand and dismissed the hail of bullets. This is the end of the stranglehold of attorneys, my friends. We'll be back in just 2 minutes to tell you more about how the attorneys are fighting it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I woke up on the cement floor this morning.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners. The reason this process is working, and the reason attorneys are losing their grip over us sovereign men and women, is because we're hitting them where it hurts. We're hitting them in the pocketbook, and we're hitting them in the limbic system of the brain, which is where fear is processed. Remember Richard Cornforth saying attorneys are stupid and lazy and all they care about is money? We are bringing the attorneys into line one at a time, spreading the word of what will happen if they violate public policy and force us to seize their bonds or their property or take even sterner measures through criminal complaints and grand juries and the other enforcement strategies. And we're doing it without boxing ourselves into a self-imposed sovereign prison, deprived of all the fruits of a commercial society which were born of our credit and labor. Anyway, if you want more information about that process, as I mentioned, I donated it to a ministry. I'm happy that they're bearing the fruits of my labors. That's one of my intentions. And you should email Sharon at rescueteam.com. Sharon at rescueteam.com. And she'll have more information for you. Also, as long as we're talking about BIC successes, we've got a number of cases which are ongoing at this very moment in bankruptcy court following the protocols I laid out on the collecting in bankruptcy CD. One case, which is a real hardship, involves a fellow. I was only informed about this case today. He's a former admiralty attorney and judge in a very, very difficult situation. I don't want to say more than that. But the trustee stated that she refuses to liquidate, she refuses to perform a liquidation of a promissory note that was donated to him by a very glorious and generous patriot. And this man will have the answer for her. But of course, this is not something that's new to attendees of the forum, right? We turn it right around on her. And we've discussed that in the past. It's not a difficult thing to do. We're simply going to ask her, excuse me, ma'am, is it your position that you were refusing to reduce to money the bankruptcy estate? Because there's a section of Title 11 which eludes me at the moment. Maybe I'll look it up at the break. That specifically defines the trustee's first duty, subparagraph one of that section, is to reduce the money the bankruptcy estate. We have all the tools we need in that forum to make it work. You only need the drive, the determination, and the loss of your fear. If you're facing foreclosure or a judgment, you need to stop it right away. And the best way to do that is to go right to bankruptcy court. If you do not stop it, you will lose your property, you'll be living in a shanty hotel, your credit rating will be destroyed, and you may very well lose your job, you'll probably lose your spouse, and your life will effectively be ruined in this world. It doesn't have to be that way. Why face a complex court process or start to go into equity where they're going to destroy you when you can take it into our court, the bankruptcy court? That's what it's there for. It has firm rules. They have to execute those rules. They're easy to understand. And if they don't execute, they are subject to the loss of their bond and removal from the bench. The papers are all provided by the court. You don't have to write a thing yourself. Your credit will recover, and those credit card statements will start coming into you within a year because they know you can't file bankruptcy for another 7 years. You don't need an attorney, and that's a forum where if you go in without an attorney, you're not prejudiced because a lot of people declare bankruptcy without attorneys. And you can learn everything you need to know in a couple of days, borrow the CD from a friend, order it from us, whatever you do, but you can file Form 1, which is a brief three-page voluntary petition. Take you an hour to fill that form out, take it down to the U.S. Bankruptcy Court, and file it. And there'll be a couple of other addendums to it you'll need immediately. And then, while you're waiting for a hearing, you have time to study and prepare yourself. It's not a real hard study. I guarantee you can learn to play better in that forum than they can. So, again, if a trustee refuses to do your bidding, oh, I remember that section, 704. Man, is it your position on the record that you're refusing to reduce the money, the bankruptcy estate, pursuant to your statutory requirement under 11 U.S.C. 704, subparagraph 1? Are you telling me you're violating that statute? She will get up and leave the room. And if you've put in a promissory note and issued a set of BIC instruments on that case and transferred the liability to her and the judge and the chief judge, you, my friends, are in the driver's seat. The only reason you are not is because you don't realize your power. And that's what, hopefully, what we will be reviewing tonight. And you'll have a better understanding tonight and next week, I suspect, as well. Where do you think our Almighty Father placed Adam and Eve when they ate from the tree of knowledge? Bankruptcy. Commercial death. It was either that or kill them in reality. I suggest that this is the place for many of you, instead of sending emails to me saying, hey, Sam, the sheriff's coming to sell my property next week. Can you help? I've never met you before. You don't put your name in the email. And I'm supposed to come out of the blue or send a mentor to swoop down and stop that sheriff. It ain't going to happen, folks. You need to put the time and the effort in. You need to study those materials, get that petition in, stop it cold. Then you have at least a few weeks to build up your expertise in that form. Now at least you have a fighting chance. You can be learning other technologies. You can be taking the sheriff into a BIC process. You can be learning how to repurchase the property at the sheriff's sale. You can be putting a tenant in the property. There's a million possible strategies that one can undertake, but complaining and being lazy and hoping something will happen instead of praying and letting the Lord do his work through you will not succeed. That CD is available at restore.america at hotmail.com. But I don't care if you borrow it from a friend. Just do something, please. All right. Let's get on to the issue at hand that I promised you by email. And if possible, if there's time, I'd like to reserve a lot of time for Keith as well, but I would also like to talk about how to handle an attack with BIC. We see attacks all the time. There was one this week in Los Angeles, and I think it'll be clear how to handle that from the property tax assessor. And you can make that man rue the day he sent you that letter if you know how to handle it using BIC process, tax remedies, and enforcement strategies. They have no defenses to a determined law merchant who is not scared of them. Let's talk about Walmart first. Excuse me. I'm sure you were a little surprised to get an email about Walmart. Well, I personally went into a local Walmart, and I wanted to test out what would happen, and they rejected a perfectly good state-exempt use certificate. Why? Because they don't have an internal number that matches the exemption that's checked off on the certificate. And by the way, it's nothing exotic. There's a Part 3 on page 2, and Section U is Other, and you get to fill in the blanks. And there's not enough room, well, you can put, it's a PDF file, you can open up that box and you can reduce the size of the type. And I did. Reference exemption account number such and such on file with the U.S. Department of Treasury registration number such and such. That should be enough. It's none of their damn business. Instead, this elderly woman there is reading my credentials and my exemption. Man, it took restraint, my friends. You can only imagine. I could have closed the building that day, but it's a small rural area, and I wouldn't do something like that. But I went in the car after laughing, and my wife said, what diabolical scheme are you concocting? And I said to her, I am going to bankrupt Walmart within 6 months or force them to comply for patriots around the nation. She knows I mean business, and you know I mean business, and I'm going to tell you how. I'd like to read you from a letter. I hope there's a break coming up because I don't have the letter on my screen. I'd like to read you from a letter that we're putting together as part of one of these enforcement strategies. This is not a government agency coming to you with an offer. This is you indemnifying a company. It could be Target for barring the Salvation Army due to the Salvation Army's anti-sodomite pagan regulations. You can imagine they're barred from the front. Why don't they just put up a sign, welcome all the homosexual traffic. It could be the Los Angeles District Attorney. It could be the U.S. Department of State Authentications Office. Doesn't matter. Absolutely irrelevant who the recipient of the process is. What matters is who's wielding it. So I am proposing tonight 100 of you patriots find your state exempt certificates. They usually have a number of different ones. Find the one that allows you to fill in who and what you are and prepare that certificate and then join me in an administrative process. I will distribute free around the nation by email in a week or so. And here's what the main letter says. Dear such and such, this will be going to the CFO, and the General Counsel of Walmart. On February 21st, 2008, one of your agents, then there's a footnote, impeded my tax-exempt status as a living man on the free soil of, you put your state in, by refusing to process a duly executed form, whatever the number is, exempt use certificate without cause, citing a lack of an applicable internal Walmart category number and mandatory presentment of a United States 9-digit identifier and business category. You know, and this woman knew I was some kind of tax protester. I mean, I've been condemned by judges, but I'll be damned if the clerk in the service department at Walmart is not going to get a response. May I suggest that you and counsel read this notice carefully? Enticement into slavery by requiring a foreign official to confess as a U.S. person is a serious crime. Now, we're not going to threaten them with criminal. That's to get the general counsel's attention. Uh-oh. Did we cause an international incident with the ambassador from Iraq? What's going on here? Please find, and then we give them a list of three items, a deposit record identifying funds placed into escrow in your name with the Department of the Treasury, and that would be the discharging indemnity bond, secured promissory note number whatever in the amount of particular amount, make it big. Mine's going to be for 50 or 100 million. And if we have 100 people, transfer liability to Walmart at a rate of 100 million per, we're looking at a $10 billion obligation to be collected back through our collection agency. That's why I call this problem, this process, drowning in public policy. And this process has been working well for us across the nation. And if we do hold this seminar in a couple of months, this is going to be a key ingredient in perfecting this skill among genuine. Disconnection problem for some reason, and that we tip our hats to the FBI and NSA. They're very capable in those kinds of situations. Thank you very much, folks. Anyway, as I was saying, we have three items we're presenting to them. The third one would be an original signed signature version of that exempt use certificate, and the way I worded it here is certifying under penalty of perjury your access to my exemption account number, whatever, on file with the Department of the Treasury for all applicable sales and use taxes. As an operation of law, Walmart is now prepaid for all such taxes up to the face value of the note and additionally indemnified in the amount of $300 million for all acts of commission and omission on behalf of the following instructions. And there's a colon, and there's a list of three instructions. Walmart is to process we'll give them the form number, and exhibit to the undersigned an internal Walmart tax-exempt number and adjusted statement of account so it is received no later than, and that would be in 11 days or 10 days, or identify the violation of law such action would comprise. Why do we ask for a statement of account? Because we are prepaying the taxes. So if you send me an email, how do I get out of a garnishment? What's my answer going to be? Prepay the garnishment and do it so that IRS is aware and the employer is aware, although you might lose your job, and that's another factor. That's why we use BIC methods in the back door to settle through IRS and be able to retain our method of employment. Second, number two, Walmart is to issue to the undersigned by deadline a verified statement indicating the company's intention to immediately cease and desist all business practices which require living souls to confess to the status of a legal fiction, actor, or ons legis U.S. person Subject. Would Walmart require a rabbi to disavow the Torah or a Muslim to disavow the Quran? Then why require a living Christian man to disavow his status as a child of Yahweh? Number three, Walmart is to issue to the undersigned by deadline a verified statement indicating the company's intention to cease collecting all sales and use taxes from any and all such sovereigns who give notice of exempt status. And on that same front page, and there's a paragraph, they get the first two lines, and the title to the paragraph is in uppercase letters in bold, and it says, Notice of Intent to Levy. Folks, when we return, we will read the rest of this letter, discuss how easy it is to transfer liability to Walmart, or the district attorney, or George Bush, and then we'll bring Keith Livingway along for a spirited discussion of sovereignty and your concept of yourself in the world. Don't go away.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, my friends. We are discussing the drowning in public policy method for enforcing your sovereign wishes. So we tell Walmart in a paragraph entitled Notice of Intent to Levy, if you fail to comply or request additional response time, or return the tax payment, that's what the promissory note is, it's a prepayment, without a notice of dishonor from Treasury, The notary will certify your consent by default to waiving all rights to protest, object, or appeal the reporting of your liability in the amount of, and that would be the face value of the instrument, reporting your liability in the amount of whatever it is on Form 1099 OID, an assignment to IRS as a collection asset. Typically, IRS adjusts the accounts within 4 to 18 months. Next paragraph. Notice of intent to file commercial lien. If I am contacted by third parties wanting first-hand knowledge of the facts, a co-claimant fee, and then there's a footnote, and we explain what the fee is for impairing my contract with the straw party. Could be $5 million per impairment, could be $10 million, whatever you like. That co-claimant fee will be billed, and the notary certification will be perfected as a commercial lien and filed as a foreign judgment in the permanent county record. Next paragraph, right of protest. If you believe the tax filings are fraudulent, you may file a complaint, and in parenthesis it says see Schedule A, and that's a schedule that has the address of a certain office of Treasury Department for making such a complaint. We're giving it to them. If you think we don't know what we're doing, have at it. Now, there's an asterisk on that Schedule A, and at the bottom of the page it tells them that if any such complaint is not verified, and we're repeating that now in the letter, if any such complaint is not verified under penalty of perjury, you will be billed for impairment of contract, and that would be the same co-claimant fee. You will be billed for impairment of contract, assigned for levy, and presented with a courtesy copy of a criminal complaint which has been prepared for your editing and review prior to direct presentation to the grand jury. Now, there's more on that. I'm not suggesting that belongs in a public policy letter, but it is one additional statement that one might consider making if one was inclined to go before a grand jury. Next paragraph. Right, and that would be to go before a grand jury for theft of funds in the special maritime jurisdiction. Right to counsel. You have the right to review this letter, and then we give them a state UCC listing. In New York, it would be 3-604, subparagraph 2. It's a very important citation. You have the right to review this letter, and NYUCC 3-604, subparagraph 2, with counsel knowledgeable in admiralty and the U.S. bankruptcy. The undersigned retains all rights to process and collect the liability of interlopers. Counsel should be aware of my history of placing liens on attorneys' property, levying their bonds, and rendering them uninsurable for court service. A list of former judges, clerks, and court officers who violated public policy is available on counsel's request. Well, folks, that music means we're going to a 1 minute top of the hour station identification. When we return, we will wrap up the drowning in public policy Walmart extravaganza, and then we'll invite Keith Livingway to join us on air. We'll see you in 1 minute, folks. Don't go away. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.